Hello, Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. This week, mostly miscellany. Here comes another Mother Hubbard column. That's how preachers sometimes describe their sermons, comparable to Mother Hubbard dresses. They cover everything but touch nothing. Why are we not surprised? Researchers claim that many companies are taking advantage of the inflationary climate. Their deception is called shrinkflation. Some devious practices are double whammies with prices going up and product size going down. An egregious example is found on candy aisles where Reese's Peanut Butter Cup miniatures tempt many. They're even more miniature now and cost more. Prices have skyrocketed by 68%. In 5 years. Admittedly, higher prices abound on the other aisles too. Manufacturers of paper products have tricked us too. Most eyes cross when customers try to figure out the real cost for rolls of towels and bathroom tissue. Squeezing the Charmin may soon be a punishable offense. A political academician used the color wheel describing the recent election, generally resulting in a, quote, deeper shade of red. This is similar to an old Oklahoma State University ad that jabbed the University of Texas, known for its burnt orange school color. The ad claims Oklahoma State's to be a brighter shade of orange. Former Texas A&M coach R.C. Slocum, an all-time great, turned 80 on November 7. The winningest coach in the history of both Texas A&M University and the Old Southwest Conference was flooded with hundreds of birthday wishes. The coaching legend bleeds maroon, but he was born in Orange, Texas. I doubt, though, that the shade was burnt orange. Well, we're used to athletic teams having official connections with specific companies, as if their endorsements mean anything to us. Here lately, though, the hair on the back of my neck stiffens when I see the ad claiming Southwest Airlines to be the official airline of the Southeastern Conference. It reminds me of the gutted Southwest Conference, its death knell sounding when Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and Texas A&M bolted for the Southeastern Conference. I don't think the Southwest Conference had an official airline. An official bus line? Maybe. Several of the schools were located too close to each other to justify flying. Oh well, if regional rivalries were ever needed again, all-powerful TV and NCAA will tell us. Come November 30, Texas and Texas A&M renew a football rivalry that never should have ended. They'll hook up in College Station. It won't be on Thanksgiving Day like yesteryear, when kickoff starting times of the team's nationally televised games dictated turkey carving time. I rarely eat pie, mostly for caloric reasons, but a sad memory surfaces when I do. One Thanksgiving, I found the pecan pie to be exceptional, so I slipped into the kitchen to scarf down the remaining sliver there. Using the spatula-like thingy that looked like a mortar trowel, I stuffed the shiny object into my mouth, licking it clean before returning to the dining room. There I was questioned about blood running down my chin. I was found out, clueless at the time, that pie servers are serrated. Well, it was Sunday lunchtime when South Lake's Philip Odette ordered takeout food for his family. "Be right back," he assured. Before arrival at the restaurant, however, he noticed a for sale sign on a ritzy home he had always admired, and two more equally bold words thereunder, open house. Well, these were too much. He stopped, entered the open front door, and moved about freely, the aroma of candles luring him from room to room. How fortunate, he thought, to be the only one touring the home. Then immediate mortification set in. He was standing in the doorway of the master bathroom, discovering a woman, amply covered in a large bath towel, applying eye makeup. Saying nothing, he ran from the premises, floorboarded his car, glancing once more at the sign. In small type, under the large bold letters that said, "For sale, open house," the sign read, 2 to 4 p.m. It was 12:30 at the time. Don Newberry in Fort Worth. Good day.